original malted milk. And now, before we go down to Pine Ridge, I'd like to tell about a simple, safe, efficient reducing plan that nutritionists have worked out. It's called the Horlick Weight Control Plan. And it consists simply of drinking a good glassful of Horlick's malted milk, either hot or cold, in place of your regular noonday luncheon. That's simple enough, isn't it? Here's how it works. Those extra pounds are just a matter of too many calories. Now that's where Horlick comes in. It doesn't have the excess calories a big, heavy lunch has. Yet it's sustaining and nourishing. And there's something else, too. Horlick is energy-giving. This plan keeps you alert later, won't let you get drowsy. That's because Horlick is so easy to digest. And remember, the Horlick plan is a safe plan. You can always be sure about Horlick. It won't affect your health, as radical weight-reducing plans do. And now, folks, just a word from Lum and Abner. They regret the delay in sending out the flashlights that so many of you recently requested. The fact of the matter is, such a lot of you sent in that the flashlight factory, as we said before, just can't make the flashlights quickly enough. But of course, if you sent in for one, you'll get it just as soon as the factory can possibly make it. And Lum and Abner assure you that it's well worth waiting for. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Abner didn't know what he was getting into when he agreed to furnish the flyers for the circus that is playing in Pine Ridge this week. His stock of merchandise is now completely exhausted, and he has no cash with which to replenish it. The only security that he has for the debt is a mortgage on the animals in the show, and he certainly has no use for them, as he has more on hand now than he can feed. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Lum and Abner down at the Jot 'em Down store. Abner is making friends with a parrot, which he acquired yesterday, to add to his collection of livestock. Listen.
Come on now. Come on now. Say it now. Say, Polly wants a cracker. Say it. Huh? Yeah. Did you hear that, Lum?
No, I wasn't.
I said, say, Polly wants a cracker. You said it. Yeah, listen to that. I said, you bet, Abner. Did you hear it?
For goodness sake.
Oh, that's the cutest thing I ever seen in my life. That's the way Polly talks. Come on now. Hey, that little rascal, I'm going to get you a cracker if it's the last thing I ever do.
One, two, goodness, Abner. That's all you did today, sit up and talk with that blame parrot. I'm going to wring his neck and throw him out the back door if you don't
you
get
ain't
it.
Ain't going to do no such a thing.
Well, get him on out of here. I'm tired of hearing that jabbering.
I wouldn't take nothing for this parrot. That's all you did all day is fuss at me about talking to him, too.
I don't know which is the worst, you or the parrot.
Now, come on, Polly. I'll take you on out back here in the feed room. Someday I'll get me a store of my own. I'll just put you in there and you'll just talk all day.
Hello? This is a Jot 'em Down store. I'm at it talking.
I know we love when I send him down.
Shut up, Abner. I'm talking on the phone. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just a minute. Hold the receiver. Here, Abner, it's for you.
Who is it?
I don't know. They never said.
Well, if there's somebody else complaining about my stock getting out, I'm just going to hang up right smack in their ear. That's what I'm going to do.
Here.
Hello? Oh, well, hello, Colonel. It's the manager of the circus.
Oh, yeah, that's who I learned it was.
Yeah, well, Colonel, I'm sorry, but I just ain't got no more feed. Well, I ain't even got enough to feed my own stock here that I've traded for. Well, I could if you'd pay me what you owe me, but I just ain't got the cash to buy none with now. Uh-huh. Well, I don't know what to tell you to do, Hardy. If I did know, I'd do it myself. I'm in the same fix you're in. I got a bunch of animals over here of my own to feed. Well, the trouble is, I'm out of groceries, too.
Yeah.
No, I ain't got a thing left on my shelves. I'm just clean out. I swapped the last dab of groceries I had this morning for a cage full of pet squirrels. Uh-huh. Well, you might try Dick Hutterson's store. He might let you have it. Oh, you did, huh? Yeah, I know. He's awful strict about letting stuff out on the credit. Who? Yeah, he's got some groceries here, but he ain't got no feed for your animals. I bought all the feed he had off of him. Yeah, well, wait a minute, I'll let you talk to him. Now, here, now, my son wants to talk to you. He wants to buy some groceries.
No, I don't want to sell him nothing on a credit. That outfit's just about ready to blow up.
Well, get up here and tell him, man. He wants to talk to you.
Tell him I ain't here.
I've done told him that you are here.
That's right. Goodness sake, let me have it.
Well, if you don't want to let him have it, well, you better say so, for now he's got a way of talking folks into doing things, regardless of whether they want to or not. He's an awful talker.
Yeah, I believe that black mustache and them gold teeth of his sort of mesmerizes your body.
Yeah?
Hello? Yes, sir, this is him.
Wish that parrot of mine listened to how lazy he could
walk. Well, I'd love to, but you see, I'm... Yeah, I know you are, but I'm running a strictly cash... Oh, yeah, if I knowed, I'd get my money in 2 days, but, well, of course, that's different. I never knowed, Why, sure. What all was it you wanting to get?
What's the matter? What'd you slap a receiver up in a year for?
Anyway, that was the only way I could figure out of it. I seen I was weakening. That's the talkingest fella I ever seen in my life. He'd talk their shirt right off in the feller's back.
Oh, I thought he'd want to buy some groceries. That's what he talked to me about.
That's what he's talking to me about, too.
I thought he said that he was trying to talk you out of your shirt.
Well, he would have been if I'd let him have them groceries on a credit.
You mean if you let him have them groceries on a credit that you'd had sold your shirt in, too?
No, Abner, that shirt ain't got nothing to do with the groceries. That's just an expression, just an old Eddard saying. Somebody's got a smooth line of talk that way, or say he could talk somebody out of the shirt on their back.
Yeah, but now he's a fat lum. I don't believe it just shirt would fit him.
Why, of course it wouldn't.
Yeah, he's crazy, ain't he? Well, why didn't you just tell him that your shirt wouldn't fit him?
He never asked me nothing about my shirt.
Well, where'd you get the idea then that he was trying to talk you out of it?
I never said he was trying. Never mind, just let it go, let it go.
Many pretty silk shirts that he's been wearing around here and then trying to talk you out of that mirror wearing it. What'd he offer you for it, huh?
He never offered me nothing.
Well, I was far too good. Well, I never thought he'd go around begging for old clothes that way. Yeah, if he'd cut out smoking so many of them big cigars, why, he might get enough money to buy him a new shirt.
Abner, if you say shirt one more time, I'm going to whop you one.
Don't reckon that gold of mine got down there to the circus and head up his...
Head up what?
Well, I can't say it. You said you was going to whop me one if I said sure there another time.
Yeah, and I will, too.
And if he tries to put in a complaint for damages, I can just credit him with what he owes me. I know I ain't going to pay him no cash money. I know that.
Well, that gold of yours never had up no church of his, huh?
Well, I don't know now. He got over there and gave her Phillips his yard and head up two of her dresses right off in the clothesline. Yeah, he picked a bad day to get loose. Wash day that way.
I'm glad you got all your stock rounded up. I never heard so many folks making complaints in my life as it was around here you see.
Oh, yeah, they scattered all over town, look like, went every place. But that's one way of getting them fed, though. They hadn't got out and got in the gardens around here, well, I don't know what I would have fed them last night. That's the reason I wanted to know her to get them locked back up again.
Now, when you go to figure up on how you come out on this swap out of yours, you want to be sure and figure in all the damages you're going to have to pay off on account of your stock getting out this year.
Well, I ain't going to have to pay out no damages.
I thought you said yesterday you were going to make whoever owned that stock pay every bit of damages it was dead.
Yeah, sure, but I never knowed it was mine when I said that.
Oh, yeah, that's different when it's your own stock, huh?
Why, sure it is. I can't make myself do nothing. I've tried it before, and it just won't work on me, Tom. I'm just too stubborn-headed. I just can't scare myself by threatening to throw me in jail like I can other folks. For I know all the time in the back of my head they ain't going to do it, so I just don't pay no attention to it.
And you ought not to show no favor, right? When you take a no, when you were swore in as constable, you said you'd uphold the law to the best of your ability. I know, for I give you the oath myself.
Yeah, but now, Tom, ain't a bit of use now to lock myself up in jail. I've got the keys, and I know what I do. I'd break right out again. Just break out just as fast as I put myself in. You see, it's different.
Wait, wait a minute. Here comes Dick Huston. Look at that. Thinking what he's in such a hurry about.
Yeah, I don't know. Excited about something, looks like.
Yeah.
I hope my stock ain't broke out again. Well, howdy, Dick.
Yeah, come in, Dick. Come in. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing much, Lock. Abner, you let that circus bunch have some stuff on a credit, didn't you?
Yeah, I furnished them with food and groceries till I run out here.
Yeah, they just now called up wanting some more stuff. He even tried to get me to sell him some stuff on a credit, but I just told him point blank that I didn't think he was good for it, and I just wouldn't let him have it.
Yeah, well, they called me down to the store, too.
And he seen he was up against a pretty smart businessman when he was talking to me.
Yeah, well, you was wise there, Lon. How much do they owe you now, Abner?
I figured it up this morning. I got it here on a slip somewhere to see where I put that down. Yeah, here it is. Well, let's see now. All the groceries and the feed that I let them have come to $282.40. I ain't made no mistake.
You made a mistake when you let them have it, I mean.
You better get over and get your money, Abner.
Oh, they ain't going to pay me till they get ready to leave town.
Yeah, well, from the looks of things, they're ready to leave right now. They're taking down their tents and packing up everything over there.
They are.
Yeah, well, I reckon the colonel's taking on coming by here on his way out of town and settling up with
him. Yeah, he's
yeah, right. Well, I wouldn't wait for him, Abner. You better go over there right now and demand your money. That's what you better do.
Yeah, more than likely they're trying to slip out of town without paying you. I told you all along you was going to lose money on them, Abner.
Well, here, I've got a mortgage on all them animals over there. I know they're worth more than $282.
Well, I don't know what you'll do with them, but if you want them, you better let me make out some tax man papers and you go over there and serve them on them right now.
Yeah, that's the thing to do, Abner. Be sure that you're protected over there.
And always make them out. And when Cedric gets back, well, tell him to come on over there to the circus ground. Help me fetch them animals back over here, Lon. And Dogie, I will have a collection now, sure enough. Lions and elephants and camels and zebras.
Well, Abner may get those animals, but we bet it'll be no circus to feed them. In the minute or so that we have left, I'd like to read a grand letter to the mothers in our audience tonight. It's from Mrs. E.F.C. When my baby was born, she writes, I was determined that I should nurse him myself. I stopped drinking coffee and tea and started to drink Horlick's malted milk with all my meals. Between meals, too, and at bedtime. As a result, I was able to nurse my baby for 10 whole months. Today, he has a record of never having had one sick day. Last summer, he received first prize at the baby show for being the huskiest, healthiest baby there. Many of my friends predicted I would put on weight that would be difficult to lose, but I didn't gain a pound. Both baby and I continue to drink Horlicks. He likes it better than anything else. I do hope that other mothers can profit from my experience. Yours truly, Mrs. EFC. Well, thank you, Mrs. EFC. We hope so, too. Horlicks certainly is a fine food drink for nursing mothers. That's why so many medical and child-feeding authorities have recommended it for almost 50 years. This is Carlton Bricker, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all good night and good health.